something that is working. These Democrats have found a way to win races. They own the government right now, and they want to change all that? I mean, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, to a certain extent, that's true. I mean, they have been successful, but let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago. It was only 6 years ago in 2014 that they were so bad off that their nominee for governor lost in the primary to none of the above. And Republicans got control of the legislature. This was only 6 years ago. So, this is all cyclical. They were winning, but that doesn't mean that they can't still win if Republicans don't get their act together and provide a credible alternative to them in the general election. So the Republicans have an opportunity. Don't get me wrong. This does give them an opportunity they otherwise wouldn't have had, but it's theirs to blow. And unfortunately, as we've seen historically, Republicans never blow an opportunity to blow an opportunity.
Chuck, I love Muth's Truths. How can all my listeners pick up on it?
Yeah, they can sign up. Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. It's a free email newsletter. And I want to thank you. I know I wasn't with you last week. I spent last week in Southern California writing my book, my newest book, Best of Campaign Hot Tips. The manuscript I finished this morning, now it just goes into the editing process. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about that pretty soon.
I can't wait. Chuck, have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And he's going to be, he's a many-time author. He's going to write another one. And he did, and he said he did it in a week. That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, the emotional pitch from Nancy Pelosi. And she did what she always does. When she's confronted with a bill that might not be all that popular, she invokes the word children. 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 We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. In fact, I'll let you hear it in her own words on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
At 3:31, I get a bird's eye view of what's happening out there on area freeways. Thanks to our cams, we are seeing some reduced speeds on the 15 both directions right now. That's mainly between Tropicana and Owens. You're going about 40 miles per hour as you work your way through the corridor there. Also, some slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound, the on-ramp at Russell. Also, there's a crash that's in the cleanup phase, but it's partially blocking the right lane. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Blue Diamond. Do expect some congestion on the 515 westbound at Eastern. You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper through there. Also, 515 eastbound at Main. And remember the road work. That's Nellis Boulevard, both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights match up against the Minnesota Wild tonight. The two teams played on Monday, a 2-0 loss for Vegas. They played that game without Mark Stone and Alex Petrangelo. Each were banged up, neither able to practice yesterday. We'll see if either will be able to play tonight. We will keep an eye on defenseman Braden McNabb. He has been out since January 26th with a lower body injury. He did practice yesterday. There is a chance that he could play tonight. Raiders football, the team has made official the releases of left guard Richie Incognito and defensive back LaMarcus Joyner. It's also being reported that they have released right guard Gabe Jackson. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org number 30.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Isn't it amazing as we await Governor Sisolak, and he's not scheduled to speak today. I wasn't trying to say that, but we're awaiting word from him that maybe we can stand down. Texas today ended the mask mandate. They are also reopening businesses fully today. And that's what's so cool. Here's a state that doesn't, that essentially dances to its own drummer and doesn't really give a hoot what they do out in the People's Republic of California or in Nevada or anywhere else. They just operate on their own. I find it interesting. In fact, be watching and see what happens in Texas. See if there's a spike, an outbreak, or if they simply go their own way and they continue to prosper. Here in Nevada, as you were hearing from Gentleman Jim, the positivity rate's down to 6.3%. And what did they say a couple of 3 weeks ago? They want to see it get down in the fives. Well, they're just about there. The next time we talk about this, my guess is the numbers will be in the fives. And that's great. You know, people are still dying. Let's not forget that. People are still dying. But still, being down in the sixes, when we were at 21.7, I think, back in January, that's incredible. That's a quantum leap. Now, I promised I'd let you hear from Nancy Pelosi. This is so funny. Whenever Nancy Pelosi is confronted with a bill that there is a blowback from or opposition to, she always, the default position is always the kids, the children. She always invokes the word children as if that is a poll-tested way of doing it. She did the same thing this morning. She was on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, and she used children as a reason to pass the COVID-19 stimulus. This was Nancy Pelosi. This is cut number two earlier today on the floor of the United States House of Representatives.
Why did you come to Congress? Why are you here? Each of us has come to Congress with a purpose. My purpose, my why, are the children. As a mother of five, raising my kids, seeing all the attention and all that they needed, I was horrified by the fact that one in five children in America lives in poverty and goes to sleep hungry. Goes to sleep hungry in America at night. That is my why. That is why I went from homemaker to the House of Representatives. And that is why when people ask me, what do you think the three most important issues are facing the Congress? I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the economic security of their families, a safe, healthy environment in which they can thrive, and a nation at peace in which they can reach their fulfillment. Several of those priorities are addressed in this legislation. Again, this legislation, which has bipartisan support throughout the country. The Biden, and let me, he praises on President Biden for the values, for the vision, the strategic thinking, for the knowledge that he has brought to what, as you said earlier, we had in the works for a while, but in freshened up by current events, the vaccine, and what those possibilities are. The Biden American Rescue Plan is about the children, their health, their education, the economic security of their families again.
It's focus group tested. Invoke the name children, the word children. It works every time. People go, oh, well, if it's for the kids, you know, parimutuel betting. Oh, well, it's for the children. It's for their future. That's all well and good. But I'm just going to tell you, this thing has less than 10% devoted to coronavirus. A lot of it isn't even going to be spent in this year or in next year. That's how bizarre this is. And all we're going to do is go out and borrow more money. Now, one of the things I'm going to do in our next segment, I want to find out what you're going to do with your $1,400. In the previous $1,200, remember the $1,200 stimulus? They did a study, and they found that only 29% spent the money to essentially exist. Rent, car payment, gasoline, NV Energy. Only 29% went to that. You know what the rest went to? Savings. Things that were not, you know, essential to your existence. That's the problem. That's my biggest objection to this whole COVID-19 stimulus bill. And by the way, will I cash my $1,400 check? Yes, I will. Somebody wants to give me $1,400 just for breathing. Sure, I'll do it. I'm fine with that. Thank you, Mr. President. But I'm just saying, they didn't have to do it. But I want to find out what you're going to spend your $1,400 on. Call me right now at 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Will it be on things like, you know, you're behind on your car payment or your house payment or your rent? I want to find out what you're going to do with your $1,400. Or are you going to do with what a lot of people did? They threw it into the bank. They created their own rainy day fund. One time only, except now we know we got $1,200 under a Trump, and now we're going to get another $1,400 under Biden. I want to find out how you're going to use this money. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255, 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Las Vegas Cyclery has kid bikes, hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, road bikes, and the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. Visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided hiking or biking outdoor tour, check out EscapeAdventures.com. That's EscapeAdventures.com. You know, we've been talking a lot about the COVID-19 relief bill, but one thing we have not really addressed, and that is the success that we've had thanks to Operation Warp Speed under former President Trump, is and that is the whole notion that we're getting better. The numbers are coming down. The positivity rate here in Nevada is down to 6.3%. That's incredible. It was at 21.7 back in January, and it is getting better. Dr. Fauci, though, you know, now that he's working for the Biden administration, Dr. Fauci's got some difficulties because he keeps having to dodge questions. For instance, earlier this morning on CNN with John Berman, Dr. Anthony Fauci dodged not a real tough question. Degree of difficulty was moderate. It wasn't, you know, hard-headed. Kind of a tough question on COVID-19. Listen to this.
You know, from the Biden administration that they say it will make its decisions based on science. What's the science behind not saying it's safe for people who have been vaccinated, received two doses, to travel?
You know, that's a very good question, John, and the CDC is carefully heading in that direction. You note when Dr. Walensky made the announcement a day or two ago about the fact that when you have a couple of people, two or three or more people in a family setting, both of whom are vaccinated, even if it's someone from another, a friend that doesn't have to be a member of the family, that was the first in a multi-step process that they are going to be rolling out. They're being careful, understandably. They want to get science. They want to get data. And then when you don't have the data and you don't have the actual evidence, then you've got to make a judgment call. And I think that's what you're going to be seeing in the next weeks. You're going to see little by little more and more guidelines getting people to be more and more flexible. The first installation of this is what can vaccinated people do in the home setting. Obviously, the next one is going to be what you're asking. What about travel? What about going out? What about getting a haircut? What about doing things like that? That's all imminently going to be coming out.
But he says he doesn't have an answer for it now. I mean, it's just real weird how he has a tendency to dodge the tough questions and pawn it off on the CDC or Rochelle Walensky, who is the head of the CDC. He kind of dodges questions, which is a little weird. The other big issue that we're tackling today, and that is what the Biden administration doesn't want to call a crisis, and that's our southern border. Mark Brnovich is the Arizona Attorney General, and he was on Fox this morning and said that the Biden border policy is not just wrong. And this, by the way, is cut three. This is cut three. It's not just wrong. It is dangerous. Here it is.
Just yesterday in a courtroom, a federal judge in Texas had asked the Biden Department of Justice what was going on with deportations. He said literally there have been people that have been convicted of felonies that are in prison that are set for deportation that wanted to be deported, and the Biden administration is refusing to deport them.
Why?
So that means, for example, you'd have to ask the Biden administration, because it's really unconscionable. This has to be one of the dumbest all-time things coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, they literally are encouraging, we're going to see these caravans, we're going to have a humanitarian crisis on the border, because everyone thinks they're going to be allowed into this country, and at the same time, people that are literally sitting in prison are getting out. So here in Arizona, we've had to deal with this, where you've had people that have been here illegally, they're undocumented aliens that have been convicted of crimes, they get released. Just 2 years ago, there was a Mesa police officer that was killed in a DUI. So, I mean, this stuff happens in the real world. Additionally, we know the cartels are taking advantage of this kind of chaos that's going on. And so I'm just here, the canary in the coal mine, to tell everyone this is not only going to affect the border states, this is going to impact the entire country. I mean, it's going to harm all of us.
There you have it. That's the Attorney General for the state of Arizona, Mark Brnovich. And it is. You look at what is coming across our border, unaccompanied minors, that's a different issue. But there are people that are coming across infected with COVID-19, and we don't even know it. We won't even test them, unless they want to jump on a Greyhound bus. Chairman of the board of Greyhound Bus Company says, we're not going to take people that we don't know are safe. Good point. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll also take a look ahead, believe it or not, to the next hour. And we're going to have somebody on that is one of the smartest dudes I know of in the state of Nevada. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited-time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, one of the smartest people I know of in the state of Nevada. The good thing is that our program over the years has attracted a lot of pretty smart folks. Robert Fellner is one of those people. He's the vice president and director of policy at Nevada Policy Research Institute, and he is just a prolific writer. He is exactly what you would want in a think tank. Somebody who's thoughtful and thought provoking, and who can articulate what it is you're talking about. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff with Robert Fellner coming up in our next hour. And again, Vice President and Director of Policy for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And might remind you that this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is being brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Paul Enos and all the good men and women at the Nevada Trucking Association. They do such a great job. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It is hump day on AM 670.